Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I like it when it rains. The heavier, the better. The British say, it's lovely weather for ducks. People think me strange, but that's me. If it's warm, it's such a pleasure to walk in the rain, completely wet, yet feeling like a child. If it's cold outside, rain makes your home look a million times cozier. On such days, I cancel all my meetings and appointments, wrap up in a blanket, and watch some good old film or soap. There's nothing like rainy weather.
Speaker B.
I agree with the idea that climate can affect our moods and even national traits. In my country, for example, there's a wide variety of weather conditions, from extreme cold to extreme hot. In the place where I live, the weather is cold, the sky is cloudy, and people's behavior takes on certain characteristics. In this case, people tend to be irritable. But there are warmer regions in our country where people are mostly really very friendly.
Speaker C.
To my mind, the deterioration of weather conditions happens due to human activities. Bad weather is just the result of our thoughtless behavior, such as nuclear tests and wars. Even our individual negative thoughts can lead to bad weather. Our planet is a live organism, so when it falls ill in one place, its other parts can suffer too. All negative energy of mankind searches a way out, and one of these is through weather conditions.
Speaker D.
I believe if you live in a place like Britain, where the weather seems to change daily, if not hourly sometimes, you can be forgiven for thinking that the weather is random. In fact, the weather is controlled by systems moving around areas of the globe. In the UK, the weather depends on depressions, often called lows, and anticyclones, also known as highs. As far as I know, highs bring sunny weather, while lows can bring unpleasant rain and wind.
Speaker E.
I've read that a recent study suggests that certain people may have a unique special gift for predicting the weather, but it's quite possible that these people would use their talent in another way, since the same group had a remarkably considerable success in forecasting changes in another chaotic system, the stock market. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Make millions in Wall Street, and know what to put on every single day. I'd really love it.
Speaker F.
I feel a bit under the weather is a common complaint in Britain, especially on Mondays, and it seems to me that the weather really is responsible for our physical and emotional state. I think changeable weather makes it hard to concentrate, and I must say that hot weather makes me snappy. Some suggest that the weather also leaves its mark on character, but I reckon that economic, political, and social factors have a stronger effect than the weather.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I like it when it rains. The heavier, the better. The British say, it's lovely weather for ducks. People think me strange, but that's me. If it's warm, it's such a pleasure to walk in the rain, completely wet, yet feeling like a child. If it's cold outside, rain makes your home look a million times cozier. On such days, I cancel all my meetings and appointments, wrap up in a blanket, and watch some good old film or soap. There's nothing like rainy weather.
Speaker B.
I agree with the idea that climate can affect our moods and even national traits. In my country, for example, there's a wide variety of weather conditions, from extreme cold to extreme hot. In the place where I live, the weather is cold, the sky is cloudy, and people's behavior takes on certain characteristics. In this case, people tend to be irritable. But there are warmer regions in our country where people are mostly really very friendly.
Speaker C.
To my mind, the deterioration of weather conditions happens due to human activities. Bad weather is just the result of our thoughtless behavior, such as nuclear tests and wars. Even our individual negative thoughts can lead to bad weather. Our planet is a live organism, so when it falls ill in one place, its other parts can suffer too. All negative energy of mankind searches a way out, and one of these is through weather conditions.
Speaker D.
I believe if you live in a place like Britain, where the weather seems to change daily, if not hourly sometimes, you can be forgiven for thinking that the weather is random. In fact, the weather is controlled by systems moving around areas of the globe. In the UK, the weather depends on depressions, often called lows, and anticyclones, also known as highs. As far as I know, highs bring sunny weather, while lows can bring unpleasant rain and wind.
Speaker E.
I've read that a recent study suggests that certain people may have a unique special gift for predicting the weather, but it's quite possible that these people would use their talent in another way, since the same group had a remarkably considerable success in forecasting changes in another chaotic system, the stock market. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Make millions in Wall Street, and know what to put on every single day. I'd really love it.
Speaker F.
I feel a bit under the weather is a common complaint in Britain, especially on Mondays, and it seems to me that the weather really is responsible for our physical and emotional state. I think changeable weather makes it hard to concentrate, and I must say that hot weather makes me snappy. Some suggest that the weather also leaves its mark on character, but I reckon that economic, political, and social factors have a stronger effect than the weather.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.